Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you joined me for the broadcast today. Romans 8:28 is such a powerful scripture. And we know all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to His purpose. Many times, though, when we're in the midst of a battle, we sometimes fail to see the good that the Lord wants to work out. And beloved, there's no way around it. Learning patience and discipline and loyalty, it's just not an easy task. As Bible-believing children of God, we acknowledge and say that God controls the circumstances of our lives. And yet, when things happen, we treat those events as though they were engineered by men, that we fail to see God's hand in the difficult, trying events that make up our lives. And it's my heart's prayer in my own life and the lives of UCM partners and the radio listeners that we will be able to worship God in every test that comes our way without rebelling or murmuring and complaining. But even greater than that we will be able to understand what God is after, what understanding, what revelation, what lesson He would have us learn. We know from Scripture, Hebrews 5:8, that Jesus learned obedience by the things He suffered. And the Scripture also tells us that the servant is not greater than the master. Luke 6:40 says, "The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master." One author wrote, "Our Lord is dethroned more emphatically by Christian workers than by the world. God has made a machine for blessing men, and Jesus Christ is made a worker among workers." You know, Brother Glass used to say it another way, that we're not serving a slot machine God. We just don't, you know, put our request in and pull the handle and expect that we're going to get an answer. Our life's goal, beloved, is not that we do a work for God, but that we're so committed in love and loyalty to Him that He can do His work through us. One author expressed the Lord's viewpoint this way: "I reckon on you for extreme service with no complaining on your part and no explanation on mine." And don't we have a perfect example in Jesus? God wants to use each one of us like He used His own Son. Jesus was perfectly submitted to His Father. He only did those things the Father asked Him to do. He didn't have His own personal agenda. And so it should be with us. And you know, as I'm just waiting here before the Lord, I'm sensing that against some of you, dear folks, the enemy has come against you in oppression and guilt and condemnation. The devil delights in nothing better than to tear God's people down. He wants you to feel bad about yourself, that you're pretty much hopeless. Well, beloved, that's a lie of the devil. And the Lord has given you beautiful dreams, beautiful things that you'd love to see happen for the Lord's glory. And it's because that you hope so high that the devil wants to drag you so low. Beloved, what can we do? What should we do? Well, in Psalm 5, verse 3, David said, "In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee." And I sense in the days that are ahead of us, there is a new day dawning, if you will, that we're in the morning, as it were, of that new day, a time of great victories for God's people. And although so many of God's dear people have been under tremendous attack from the enemy, I am confident of victory in and through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me just pray with you right now. I feel the Lord just wants to minister on this broadcast. Lord, you see the discouragement, the oppression, the work of the enemy against your beloved. And I thank you, Lord, that regardless how we feel, what our subjective emotions tell us, that you are God who never faints, who never sleeps, who never fails, and our trust is in you. And so, Lord, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you, Lord, that you are going to make a way in the wilderness. I thank you, God, that you are just opening up the windows of heaven, Lord, that your people, your beloved, can see the mighty hand of God move in their behalf. Thank you for it, Lord. For hear the word of the Lord, my beloved, to your spirit. Behold, the working of your Lord shall be to open new knowledge to you in these days of battle. I will manifest my presence to you in a new measure, and I will touch your heart with new joy, even the joy of your salvation. I will lift you up when you feel faint from the battles, and I will bring new encouragement. Behold, is it not written that I have given you power over all the power of the enemy? So, beloved, faint not and stand strong in the Lord, for I desire to fill your hands with new blessings. I call you to my side in a closer walk with me. All who desire a refreshing shall be led forth to a new day of visitation. Hold not back, beloved. Say not that it's too hard, but press your way in. This is a time of the Lord's moving to encourage you. I desire to pour out my blessings on you as the former and the latter rain. I call you as a soldier. I call you as my beloved. I am your shield. I am the lifter up of your head. Beloved, I am the strength of your life. I am your covering. I am your high tower. This is a time of awakening, a time of impartation, a time in which you shall know the presence of your God with you in a way that you have not experienced all the days of your life. And you shall know that my love extended to you is from everlasting unto everlasting. I lead you into a path that my grace shall keep you, for I will not lead you into any way that is dangerous where my grace cannot keep you. Therefore, hold fast to my hand and be not ignorant of Satan's devices, and know that as you have set the Lord always before you, you shall not be moved from the paths of righteousness. I will give you sensitivity to understand the motivations of the heart, and you shall discern in situations that you need my wisdom, that you need the guidance at that particular moment. As you ask me, so I will give to you that wisdom. I will give to you that guidance and discernment. Wait upon the Lord, for your promotion comes from me. I know the desires of your heart. Seek me first. Delight yourselves in me, as the scriptures say, and I will give you the desires of your heart. And not only that, but I shall give you an overflowing abundance that you shall greatly rejoice in. I have plans to bless you that you cannot even comprehend at the present, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you for your word, Lord. You know, as I've been recently thinking about the life of Elijah, and when Elijah was preaching to a stiff-necked, idolatrous nation, you know, their fathers had seen all the miracles God had done in the land of Egypt, and when they saw fire come down out of heaven to burn up the water-drenched sacrifice, they cried, "The Lord, He is God." But this spectacular demonstration forced them to acknowledge God's power, but he still didn't become their God. They did not consent to his covenant, to walk in his ways and to be his people. And remember, I just ministered on this recently on Mount Horeb. Elijah experienced the fierce wind splitting the rocks, the earthquake and the fire. They were all visible, fearful manifestations of God's might and vengeance. And yet, the Lord wasn't in any of that. The Lord was in the still, small voice. The rich men in Hades that begged that his brothers would be warned, Abraham said that if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. And as I thought and pondered on all these things, I realized that the most wonderful gift that God has given man is his free will. And it is in the nature of man not to be coerced by external means or force. A man's decisions and actions must be self-motivated or self-generated, if you will. And the Lord caused me to understand with greater depth that that still small voice is the voice of the Lord speaking directly to our spirits, but also in a more subtle way to the conscience of man, which God has given to man to direct and lead him to God and in the paths of righteousness. Man is moved only by the inner motivations of the heart, whether good or evil, not by external constraints, at least not for long and not effectively. Only love, God's love, can break down the hardness of man's heart. And beloved, my prayer for you and for me and for all of God's people is that we will have the wisdom and love of God that will penetrate the cynicism and godlessness of this present world age to reach all those souls that the Lord has destined for his kingdom. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy to minister and to bless you this week in the name of the Lord. I do want to thank you for your prayer support, UCM partners, and for your financial gifts. If it weren't for you, we could not remain on this station or continue on in the outreaches of UCM. I thank you so much for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, I do invite you to write. In just a moment, the announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, I love you. And until then, may God's richest blessings forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.